You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
They beat one of the best pitchers in the game last night. Not only one of the best pitchers, starters, but one of the best closers as well. And they lit him up. And I just, it was an exciting game last night. It was fun. I wish they would have just put him away early and it might have made for a less stressful night, especially when you're heading towards extra innings. Sure, but you know what?
It was entertaining.
It's what makes the game fun. It was tough to stay up last night, I will tell you that. These Central Time Zone games are just killing me. I'm just kidding.
No, you're really not.
I was just, normally last couple of weeks I've been falling asleep on the team because they just haven't been able to do anything. Now this is just late night. So I don't know. I enjoyed last night's game. I thought it was a lot of fun to watch. And they did do some things that were a little weird. We'll get into that in a second. But overall, what'd you think of last night's game?
Well done. They had some offense. They did some good things. You know, here's the thing. I hate to downplay it like this. But in baseball, as you know, you can be really bad for a little while, and then you get a little hot. Maybe a certain game goes your way, and these two against a good team have gone their way. And you can't get overly – you couldn't completely bury them when they were 10 out, even though from a numbers standpoint, tough to get the wild card even still. And they weren't hitting. You knew they were going to hit better. They did. Last night they were really good, and it was entertaining. It was fun. And I just hope it kind of kickstarts them a little bit, and they get some things going. You're not completely out of the wild card, and there's no reason you can't rip off 5-6 wins. Really, no, there's no reason at all.
No, especially knowing what the schedule looks like here.
Yeah. I mean, if they go into the All-Star break with a little momentum, let's see what happens. Trade deadline coming up, and see what happens after the break.
I was trying to be optimistic the last couple of days, and I kept saying, "Look at all these teams are playing that they're in first place," and. You know, maybe it's just a little bit, but you got the White Sox for four coming up. But they haven't.
It seems they play to the level of competition sometimes.
Well, if that's true, I hope that's not true. They played really well against Houston over the last two nights. Houston's got to be kicking themselves thinking they had us coming in. They're like, oh, man, this team's lost 10 in a row, and we should be able to, take care of business. But, they win the series last night. They got a chance to sweep the series. Tonight, 8-10. My man Slade Ciccone is starting tonight.
Slade.
So we'll see what he can do.
Call him Gustav.
No, I miss. I was so bummed. I was off that day you guys had him on.
He was terrific. It was a very enjoyable conversation.
Can I feel good about the team then for 2 days?
Well, why not? Why not?
Minutes later, after I sit here and say, look at the teams they're losing, that's not, it doesn't matter who they're playing. That's just an excuse. Why are you so, you just have to accept the fact that they're not doing anything or going to go anywhere or do anything this season. And I'm like, I don't want them to be sellers, but it's hard not to look at that lineup and still see the batting averages. But
I would definitely be trying to sell off everybody I possibly could who I didn't think was going to be a part of this next year. I don't care about two wins over the Astros. That hasn't changed that thought.
Right.
And the main reason why it hasn't changed that thought is this is the way they've hit with some guys on the team. Who you might want to move, Carlos Santana. I mean, if you don't move Carlos Santana and at least get a young guy who might be 3 years away who you're intrigued by, you've missed an opportunity. You've missed an opportunity. So I think you have to do that. And just because you win two games against a good team doesn't mean you don't look at the big picture here. The big picture is this team can't hit very well. That's the big picture.
I liked watching Cantillo last night, too. I thought he looked strong.
I'm so glad that he's getting a chance to start, not for necessarily the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good. But I think that's kind of make or break for Joey, don't you? I mean, he's been around in the organization for a while.
He looked like a bona fide starter last night.
He sure did.
Early on. You're kind of hoping he was going to make it through five. He only ended up with four and couldn't get anybody out in that inning.
He looks like a guy that you want to see more of, at the very least. Wouldn't you say that?
Yeah, I still feel good about the starting rotation. I don't know how you don't.
The rotation's been intriguing.
Rocchio coming back last night, he's starting to percolate a little bit. Especially hitting something out on. I mean, he is almost up to 200. I mean, let's just take the baby steps on this.
Don't make fun.
I'm not making fun of him. I'm telling you, get to the other side of 200, then I can relax a little when I see you in the lineup. Or feel a little bit better.
Even better, you can pinch hit for him.
Takeaways.
We're going to get to that.
Other takeaways from last night's game.
I just like the fact that with a 10-game losing streak, they didn't quit. You know, they looked like they were competing all game. I know that sounds silly, but it's true. You know, sometimes you see a team that they just decide they're going to phone it in. I don't think we've seen that from this team. Seen is a lack of ability to hit on a regular basis. But, boy, 17 runs in two games against Houston. You'll take that.
Detroit has won, what, five in a row? Kansas City's won three in a row. Twins have won. They just won last night, so they pick up their they're back on winning ways. Guardians are now plus two over the last two games. They're a game and a half behind the Royals and Twins in the Central. And the only reason I say that is it's not about the Tigers, because the Tigers, when you're 15 and a half back, it's hard to even think about that. But they need, if they really, really want to have any kind of shot to make the postseason, and I'm telling you, 24, 48 hours ago, I wouldn't even spit any of those words. I think the hard part for this is you sit and watch this team play, and they struggle, and they can't score, and then they go up against two of the best last night, no problem. It's like I don't even know who you are. I don't get it. And I don't know, is the inconsistency based on being a young team? Is that part of it? Help me. What? Where does this inconsistency come from?
And a lack of hitting ability.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's real simple.
But then they put 10 on the board, though, last
Okay. They're still in the major leagues. They can still swing the bats a little bit. They're just not a very good hitting team. And when you're not a very good hitting team, a bad pitcher might give you fits one night. A good pitcher you might get to one night, like last night. I mean, it's strange. But seriously, Andy, I don't mean to oversimplify it. If you have a phenomenal season in the major leagues and you win 100 games, that means you still lost 62.
True.
So it's a game that just goes back and forth and has ebbs and flows and all that nonsense and blah, 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 blah. But you're going to have nights when guys who are in the major leagues hit the ball. And last night was one of those nights. A couple of guys had really nice nights. Good for Brian Rocchio.
Dan, and what's your take?
Really good for Angel Martinez.
What's your take on the Cleveland Sibyls here? Am I right? Schizophrenic.
Baseball is a very silly sport.
That's exactly right.
I mean, it sounds like a cop-out answer. It's true. The truth. Baseball is a very silly sport. We could probably find a series where the Rockies swept somebody at some point this year. Why? Because baseball is a very silly sport.
I had a really smart baseball guy say one time to a group, Jimmy's hitting 300. Stevie's hitting 240. Who's the better hitter? And they all went, Jimmy. And he went, not necessarily. And Jimmy might have had all bloop singles, and Stevie might have hit shots right at the shortstop. Might have been nailing line drives to the third baseman. So it's a silly game.
Yeah.
That's why we love it.
It's why we absolutely love it. I mean, it's back to, and I'm not saying this to downplay what anybody is doing, but it's kind of back to what I said in the beginning. That fly ball by Angel Martinez is caught at the wall at a lot of different ballparks, probably the majority of ballparks. There's one ballpark that goes over the fence. You were playing at that ballpark last night. Baseball is a very silly sport.
There it is.
It's not meant to trash anything, but in a team that has had a lot of really bad luck, it's nice to see them have some good luck.
I thought that
bingo
last night
on
too.
That one, Dan.
I thought that too.
Yep, that's right.
Jim is in Medina. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Hello, James.
Hey, great, Andy, Jeff. Feels good, doesn't it?
It does feel good. I mean, it's not like
nice
the world isn't coming to an end.
Well, you know, I called your sister station with a request for hold your heads high sent out to the Guardians fans Monday. I got to see the game Monday.
Did they play it for you?
Yeah.
All right. If they didn't, I was going to go. I was going to knock on the door and shake them down. I'm just telling you.
We call them the Nardians.
Ah.
But anyways, Martinez has been pretty good. He's young, and I think I'd start him every day, I think, don't you?
They don't have better options right now.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and I wouldn't trade Santana, Jeff. I like his approach at the plate. He gets into the count deep, and he's not what he used to be, but
he's a pro. That's the thing about it.
Jim, yeah. I agree with you, and if he was under contract for another year, I'd consider hanging on to him, but he's a free agent at the end of the year.
Right, right.
And you have Kyle Manzardo ready to play first base and CJ Cephas on the way.
Yeah.
In hopes.
Yeah, really. Well, 2-game win streak, I'll take it any day.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Jim checking in from Medina. And then, you know, again, I ride the emotional roller coaster sometimes, but
no,
sometimes.
Dano. Who knew?
I know. We're all just learning a lot about each other today.
We sure are. Nice haircuts, boys.
We're evolving. Growing. Becoming the best versions of ourselves.
That's fabulous what that is.
I don't know. You want to talk about the haircuts or
no, I'm not kidding. You guys, I what's the first thing I said to you when you got out of the car
nice
today?
Haircut. I'm just wondering, is there any, and I'm not trying to be mean, but do you, like, did you, trying to put
is there hope?
In.
Yes. Why? There's 3 wild card teams.
No, I wasn't talking about baseball. I was talking about Jeff's hair.
Oh, we're going to go that route?
There's hope.
Yeah.
Welcome to Feelings Wednesday here on Basketball.
Although I did see something where they
just don't care to look like a porcupine.
Scientists found something that regenerates the cells to make your hair grow.
Oh, if I can take a pill that's not going to like blow out my kidneys, I'll do it.
I don't know if it's a pill or not. I don't know what it is.
I mean, at this point, though, it's kind of like the guy, you know, I'll be really mean because I can't.
Wait, are we talking baseball or the hair?
Married to a nice, gorgeous woman. It doesn't matter.
At this point, it's kind of like LeBron, how we all watched it start moving back, and then mystically one summer it showed up again. You know, you're kind of in that same camp where mystically one summer if it showed up again, we'd all be like, wait a minute.
Well, you wouldn't be trying to hide anything. Just saying.
I don't know. I almost told him yesterday to just take it all off, so I was ready to.
Yeah, Andy wants me to look like Uncle Fester.
Yeah, but I mean, Jeff, there's just this. What would you? It's like
move on.
It's like a sand trap.
I want to talk about Stephen Vogt.
I mean, at any point, if you ever just said, "Let's just," I wonder what it would look like if it was all gone. I think it'd be cool.
I'd look sick.
No, you wouldn't. I think you'd look tough.
I would look like I was ill.
Don't you think he'd look tough? I think he'd look tougher.
Tough.
Hey, I'm just trying
I'll
to help you.
I'll have words
out.
Never used to describe Phelps for 200, Alex.
Tough?
Tough.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Guardians pick up a second straight win against the Astros, 10-6 last night. Some big plays. Brian Rocchio coming up with a big homer to give the team a 6-1 lead. That was on the heels of Ramirez getting a big 378-foot home run that gave the team a 2-0 lead. I mean, there was a lot of really good things that happened, and then they let the lead slip away, and you kind of just could feel it a little bit. It was just they had one of those leads last night, and you're like, it's fourth inning. Man, any chance this game's going to move a little faster? And it didn't. And then all of a sudden they score 3 in the bottom of the fifth, and then they get 2 in the bottom of the eighth, and you're like, here we go, extra innings. So you end up going to extra innings, and then boom, you come up with a grand slam. Martinez.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's a grand slam, man. How awesome was that off of Josh Hader, of all guys? And so the Guardians are able to win 10-6. It was a fun little ride, but not all is perfect with our baseball team. No, not at all. I don't know. Maybe the fact they're 15 out in the Central. Yeah, that might be why. Maybe they got to jump over six teams to try to get back into the wild card. Yeah, why not? But I'm going to feel good about the last 48 hours. But when it comes to your manager, sometimes you got to question the manager, don't you?
Yes.
Time for Baskin and Phelps to second guess the manager.
I like Stephen Vogt.
Yes, you do.
You like Stephen Vogt. I think he's done a very good job with this team. And I think sometimes Stephen Vogt, maybe it's a byproduct of the entire organization, they need to take their eyes off of their iPads and their tablets and put their eyes on the baseball field.
What are you saying? Technology bad?
Seventh inning last night.
Technology bad.
Before we get to what happened in the seventh.
Yes.
You know, I've been intrigued at the idea that Nolan Jones is back.
Yes.
And it's not Nolan in particular. It's the fact that he's a 6 foot, 6 inch guy who looks like he can hit the ball a long way and has been struggling this year. Doesn't have a ton of, I think, 3 home runs. He's not had the power numbers, but he had a terrible start in batting averages by month for Nolan Jones, okay?
Okay.
March, 143. April, 175. He hit 239 in May. He hit 260 in June. And in July, he's hitting 304. Every month of the season, Nolan Jones' batting average has gone up. They keep telling us that he's hitting the ball hard, doing a good job. Correct?
Correct.
Last night, seventh inning, Nolan Jones, who already was 2-for-2 in the game with 2 runs scored and 1 run batted in. Seventh inning. They pinch hit for him.
Yeah.
He was 2-for-2, and he's hitting over 300 in July. He's one of the few guys who actually is swinging a decently hot bat right now. And he was 2-for-2 in the game. And they pinch hit for him.
And they used to?
Against a lefty. They brought in, and I'm glad this guy was picked up by the organization, former first-round pick of the Angels. Maybe he can become something. They pinch hit Will Wilson for Nolan Jones against a lefty. Okay? Righty-lefty. I hate it because even though in certain situations, yes, I get it, I understand. But righty-lefty, okay. Look at the field. Look at the game. What's happened? Nolan Jones was 2-for-2.
Mm-hmm.
He had scored 2 runs. He drove in a run. And against left-handed pitchers before Will Wilson hit last night, against lefties, and Will's a rookie this year, his batting average against lefties, 200. Nolan Jones' batting average against lefties this year, 206. So the same. Okay. Basically the same. Why would you pinch hit for a guy going lefty righty when the guy you're pinch hitting for is actually slightly better against lefties and was 2-for-2 in the game? What are you doing?
Well, I don't know. Well, Wilson's sitting 172.
What are you doing?
I mean, he's got like 50 at bats, but he's hitting 172. Why not? That's like average, isn't it?
Well, it was 175 before he hit last night.
That's a good point. I didn't realize that. That did take him back.
I mean, seriously. I mean, come on. I understand. if you have guys you don't trust, then you platoon and you pinch hit and you go lefty righty. You have one of the hottest hitters on your team.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Whose batting average has gone up every month, and he's having his best month of the year so far in July when he's hitting over 300. And he was 2-for-2 in the game. and you lift him for a pinch hitter.
With a walk,
too. Oh, my God.
He had a walk, too.
Oh, my God. What are you doing? I mean, Andy, I'm sorry. I understand all of the analytics. I understand, not the actual analytics. I understand the use of the analytics. I understand that. You understand that. That's just stupid baseball. That's stupid baseball. And Stephen Vogt is better than that. So if he's coming up with that, somebody needs to like tell him, hey, stop it. And if it's the front office who's coming up with all that analytical data, you got to go lefty righty. I spent an hour last night looking up. Anybody put that Nolan Jones was hurt? You know, he was in there after messing up his
right
left the night before. Except he was back in there and he was 2-for-2.
He'll be giving a sliding clinic though for kids sometime in the near future.
Oh my God, that was terrible.
Yeah, it was
but
bad.
But I was looking. Was he injured? Did he come out because he had bad clams for the pregame dinner and they were catching up to him? Did Will Wilson have a personal vendetta against the pitcher? And I couldn't find any reason, anything that screamed, you need to pinch hit here, except, well, he's a left-hander and you got to go with a right-hander against a left-hander.
Ramirez ended up going in to play third base, right? At the end of the game, didn't he? That was last night. He did. I think they actually gave up the DH last night in the game.
And they had guys moving all over the place. By the way, Stephen Kwan ended up in center field.
Yeah, how'd you feel about that?
Nolan Jones has done a solid job when he's played out in center. And Angel Martinez was in center after Nolan Jones went out. And then Angel went back to second. And that's when Kwan went over to center field. I mean, they're juggling things like crazy. Maybe if you just let your hot hitter bat, you don't have to outthink yourself. They ran out of position players.
Do you
right?
think he overmanages? Is that what you're saying?
He did last night.
Now, my question then becomes, and maybe Dan can you help us. Yeah, they did win.
But why are you doing that? Andy, seriously.
I can't argue this.
Why are you doing
one.
That?
I don't know. Especially because Jones was hot. That was the other reason. Like, why would you walk away from that? To me, that's a straight analytics move.
What manager
is going to take out a guy who's 2-for-2 already with a walk and an RBI?
And
it's
and
a player
hitting better than he's hitting any month this season.
Yeah, you're trying to get him to percolate too. I mean, it's like, yeah, he's one of the
hotter bats on the team.
Right, but he's been struggling. So why wouldn't you want to keep him up there? Right.
Well, he hasn't been struggling
but
lately.
No, I'm saying, but when he was, and now all of a sudden he's in this position where he's playing better. That's my point.
Put him on the field and leave him alone. I mean, you're platooning like crazy. Maybe. I'm not saying yes. Maybe you have a guy here who deserves regular at-bats and deserves to be a starter. Mm. At the very least, Andy, his batting average has gone up every month. And
Didn't really have any roles to go.
This sounds silly to say. He's up to .229 on the season.
I know.
Puts him at the top of the Faber pledge class. And I don't get it. And I really like Stephen Vogt. And I really think he's done a good job with this team. But come on, man. Quit outthinking yourself or quit letting analytics drive everything. You're a baseball guy. You made all-star teams. You're a catcher. You played 10 years in the league. You're pretty smart. Nolan Jones was 2-for-2 with a walk, and he's been trending appropriately. Entirely all season long. Leave him alone.
Representing analytics, computers, and all things that are evil in sports, Dan Menigan. Dan, your thoughts on what Jeff's saying? Because to me, it sounds like analytics is getting in the way of... Like, I'm always in favor. I don't have a problem with analytics when it's used as a tool. When it's used as a tool, I don't have a problem.
Agreed completely.
But it can't be the end. Like, to me, that move, and you tell me, that seems like that came straight from... a playbook that was written before the game.
If it didn't, shame on Steven.
I think it came straight from Stephen Vogt.
Well, shame on him.
I'm not.
And the reason
that
I think that is the case is go back to last year. Now, granted, we're dealing with a small sample size. But go back to last year. What was the one thing that we said perpetually about Stephen Vogt? Everybody who was on this team got in games. He didn't really have guys sit on the bench for extended periods of time. He was always kind of playing platoon advantages. He was moving everything. But last year, every move was the right move. You know, it all seemed to work out nicely.
Because everything
kind of
worked
down the same road this year.
I don't think he has the same. If only 70% of his moves worked, I don't know that stays out. I think the front office is all over him.
Yeah. They very much believe that if you are on the major league roster, you should be playing in a major league.
Well, that's okay, except for one thing. You pinch hit for the hottest guy on the team, and he was 2 for 2.
Jeff, you know how I feel about Nolan Jones. I'm with you. I would have him out there every single day, and I would have him swinging and missing until his arms hurt, and then take some walks. Like, I'm with you completely. This just seems like one of those philosophical things where if you're on this roster, we're getting you into a game.
Hmm. Rick is in Doylestown. Hi, Rick.
Hey, guys. I totally agree with you. It's been a hitting. I don't remember Francona sitting around the table very often. I'll tell you what, a lot of this, I think, is this vote being a young manager. This is his first time through. I think the players like him. I mean, I'm like you guys. I do like him. I think he's a personable guy.
Yeah.
And the team morale is good, and that's a positive. When you're talking about the hitting, I'm going to talk to you about the pitching and the way he's mishandled that so quite a bit lately. Last night, Gallo, Cantillo was pitching very well. He gives up 2 hits in the 5th inning, but he had been dominating pretty well. They got a few, nothing hard hits. He's at 84 pitches. Okay, 2 guys on. They're up 6-1. He brings in a guy who's pitched 3 out of the last 5 days, 8 out of the last 15. And this Festa, I don't know what to think about him. But I think Wedge, or he has a love affair with him or something. And he, boom, 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 3 runs. Here we go again. You know, if I'm a starting pitcher, I think if I get past 5 innings, you know, I'm living the high life, you know. The night before with Bibee, 3 great innings. He had a rough inning. He gave up the 4 runs. He yanked him before he could finish it up. You got to let these guys find their way, you know. You got to let them experience, see what they're made of. And as far as the platoon players, you're absolutely right. It makes absolutely no sense at all. You know, Manzardo should play every day. You know, they should bring Lauder up here every day. Cephas, you know, should be at first base. Let's just see what the second half is made, because you're not going anywhere this year, and you're wasting some good pitching. You're wasting a Hall of Fame player in the prime of his career. You want to make sure you feel Kwan still feels healthy enough by wanting to stay here in the next year or two, so you've got to give him some money.
He's going to get paid somewhere else.
Or he's going to get paid somewhere else. But, you know, maybe you could talk him in because he's a homegrown boy. He's been here. You know, he can have a Jose. Maybe we get another Jose moment with him. I don't know. I hope so, because you lose Kwan, we're losing a lot.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Rick and Doyle. Sorry, we got to roll here, my friend. Thanks, Rick. Right. Appreciate you. Rick and Doylestown just pointing out some things. I think, you know, we talk about. I don't think we're going to see another hometown deal like we did with Ramirez again. Most teams don't. You can't bank on that. There's no way you could ever look at it and say that's what's going to happen. So. Let's come back. I know we're talking Guardians here for a good portion of the morning. And again, I'm excited. They won 10-6. They beat Houston the last 2 in a row.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.